Welcome to the Portage County Safety Council podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's safety chat.
Hi, it's Mike from the Portage County Safety Council. I'm here with Justin from the Portage County Health District. Hi, Justin.
Hey, how are you today?
Go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the health district.
So I am the program supervisor for the food safety program, the campground program, as well as the pool and spa program. What that means is I'm the guy that goes around to the restaurants and the grocery stores, the public swimming pools and the campgrounds, and does the inspections.
That's got to be some fun stories connected with that.
Oh, you know, we have all kinds of fun stories, different things, things that you expect, things that you don't expect. And just while we're here, I have a great team that I work with that do those types of inspections with me. So they have some great stories that they've shared. So it's a fun time.
That's awesome. Maybe we'll get into some Dirty Dish Award stuff later. Without naming any names.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, I'll protect some of the facilities that I've been to, sure.
But before you get into that, can you just tell our listeners, what made you decide to get into public health?
So growing up, like most people, I had no idea what I wanted to do. So I decided to work real hard at athletics that most high school guys my size did. You know, being 6'4", always being the biggest kid in my class, I decided to pursue football. I was lucky enough to get a full scholarship to Youngstown State to play football. During that time, I decided to major in exercise science because it was easy.
Because it was easy.
Because it was easy, sure. Right? So basically went through the program. I'm originally from Pittsburgh, moved back home, worked as a wellness instructor for about a year or so, lost all my hair, gained a bunch of weight, and decided I needed a change. So growing up, my mother's dream job was actually to be a health inspector. So my mother's the person that inspired me to go back to school, get my master's in public health, and do what I'm doing now.
That's awesome. You know, I think there's a lot of public misconception about what the health district actually does. So can you just give us a brief intro into that and name a couple things?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. So most of the public that I deal with, their perception is the health department typically only does food inspections. So if you say health inspector, the first thing that comes to people's mind is they're inspecting restaurants.
Right.
The second thing is typically, the health department helped me put my septic system in. Truth be told, our job has changed over the years. I worked specifically in the environmental health division. We also have separate divisions. We have a nursing division, which does adult clinics. It does student clinics, does way different, so many things. Things that, you know, I can't even ever hardly remember them all. And then we also have a health education department that does Project Dawn, HIV testing, Safe Sleep, all kinds of different programs that, quite frankly, not a lot of people know about. So really busy at the health department, a lot of services that I wish more people knew about, but we got a lot going on.
Awesome. So when you go in to do a food inspection in a restaurant, I'm curious to get into what do you see, but first, what's the first thing you're looking for when you walk into a restaurant?
So quite frankly, the first thing that I usually see whenever I walk into a restaurant is that look of a deer in a headlights.
And everyone's scared running to the back room.
Everyone goes scatter and they run. And they go. So I always go in. The first thing that we're mandated to do is announce ourselves and what our purpose is for. So, hey, I'm Justin. I'm with the health department. And I get that look. So I go, okay, I know what I'm in for. So, but basically once I get the operator comfortable, I get the other people, that they're comfortable. I let them know, hey, I'm here to educate and make sure that everything's, kosher. They're doing things the right way. Typically the things that I look for are just proper hand washing techniques, general cleanliness, food temperatures, food storage. And then I really reiterate that I'm there for support and help. One of my favorite phrases, and if any of the operators that have ever done an inspection with me are listening, I always tell them, I like to educate more than I like to swing the hammer.
That's real important because I noticed there's a genuine mistrust with government agencies. Like we see this with their safety council members. They get representatives, the Bureau Workers Comp, they send out free safety consultants and different things. But there seems to be an underlying mistrust to where they're afraid if they come in to help me, they're going to find me. That's not the case at all. So the health education perspective is really just something I think that needs to get out there.
Any single time that I talk to any of my operators, the first thing I say is call us when you need help. I'd rather come in, have you ask us the questions, you do things the right way, as opposed to us coming in being surprised. We don't like walking into a facility and being surprised and saying, oh, this is new, or oh, you're really not supposed to do that. Call us first. Just give us a call. We'll give you the guidance. Everything that we do, every single thing that my job entails is already written for me. So I kind of joke with my friends that I have the easiest job in the world because if I don't know what to do, I can look it up and I can go find what I'm supposed to be doing. So yeah, the message is, we're here to help. We're not here to harm.
Right. I've been in restaurants before. I remember years ago working in a restaurant and a pizza shop actually, and the health department coming in and I was the guy looking in the hell of the deer, and I'm going through there and I'm like, oh no, everybody runs, the health department. It was never as bad as it seemed like. They were always encouraging. They were always helpful. And the good thing is to remember, for the business perspective, the health district is there to help you. I mean, how would you like to have your business sued over some kind of food contamination or improper hand washing? So really, there's a benefit of embracing what you guys do. So I just want to encourage our listeners, if you're owners of a restaurant, to really kind of embrace that and don't be fearful and take his advice. Like you said, contact him ahead of time. Find out what the law is in place. The laws in place are to prevent things from that happening.
One thing that I'll say is most of my operators, as well as the general public, something that I always reinforce whenever I say, call us and use us as a resource. Every year, we are mandated to go through something called a cost methodology. If you ever hear someone needs a food license, well, there's a state protocol that actually sets those license fees that those operators are required to, under certain circumstances, pay us. And that's what pays my salary. So whenever I got out to do a food inspection or a pool inspection or even a campground inspection, their license fees is actually what pays for me to go out. So essentially, I'm working for them.
Absolutely. So a lot of our members probably don't have, are probably not restaurants, but they do. Some of them may have cafeterias in their facilities. Some of them definitely have like some kind of cafeteria or break room area with vending machines and different things. I know one manufacturing facility I used to work for years ago, we had a joke about the vending machines. We called it the wheel of death because it seemed like every week someone got sick from the food that was in it.
Yeah.
So do you guys do anything in regards to that, or is that more on the vendor?
Yeah. So actually there's different categories of things that we actually license and inspect. So we license a food service operation, which is a restaurant that you're used to going into eating.
Mm-hmm.
We also do grocery stores that we like to call retail food operations or establishments. But we also do mobiles. So if you go to a fair or a festival and you see all the food trucks lined up, we actually, if you're from our county, we license you. If you're from another county, you get licensed by your own county. But we actually go out and do those inspections. We can also license you as a temporary to operate as a temporary food operation. We do those inspections. And yes, we actually do have regulation over vending. We license multiple vending companies under certain conditions, depending what they sell, basically. But yeah, we actually go out and do those inspections as well.
Good. That gets me more confidence if I ever have to face the wheel of death again.
Yeah, hopefully not.
So this is probably what everyone listening is waiting for right now. So what are some of the most interesting things you see when you go out on an inspection?
So yeah, I've seen quite a few different things, specifically with food. I can tell you two different stories. The first story is something that I never expected. I went into a facility, and as I'm doing my inspection, I'm walking with the operator, asking the questions, and I open the walk-in cooler, and there's a deer hanging in the walk-in
cooler. Are you serious?
A deer. So obviously the deer was not alive.
Let me guess, you're in Manaway.
No.
Sorry, anyone from Manaway listening.
So
no Manaway residents were hurt in recording this message.
Maybe just a deer, but
just a deer.
Typically facilities processing deer, there are special requirements, and it goes through the Department of Agriculture, and there's different things that they have to do. So besides the typical dirty places that I have to go in and clean up, the next thing that worries me is when I walked into a facility and the back walk-in freezer had a bunch of bags of meat with no labelings and nothing on it, and I couldn't really figure out what it was, and of course I couldn't figure out with the operator what it was either. So
mystery meat.
Yeah, let's just say that. Not to single out any kind of operations, but I would call it mystery meat. So that was not a fun day. They sort of got rid of all of that and now have everything labeled and invoices of where it comes from.
See that? We're always afraid of regulation, health department, government agency. You're coming in. I'm thankful for that, right?
Yeah, because we couldn't identify it. The operator couldn't tell us what it was. So we got that one fixed quite quickly.
So any other good stories you could tell us about?
Just general, cleaning, that sort of thing. Again, my favorite thing is when I first walk into that facility and they don't know who I am and say I'm from the health department and watching everyone scatter. That's kind of sort of my favorite story that I like to tell everyone. It's probably, an enjoyable part for me. Obviously, at a certain point, I calm everyone down and let them know I'm approachable. I'm here to help, not here to harm. And usually the inspections at that point go pretty well.
So just for people's sake and their heartfelt emotions after hearing this, no one's grossed out. How do you rate the restaurants in Portage County? Are they pretty clean and safe to eat at compared to other counties?
I'm not sure what other counties do. If I were to say that a restaurant that I went, a restaurant in our county is not clean enough to eat in, I'm not doing my job. So I would feel safe eating in any restaurant in our county.
Wow, that's a good answer.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a great answer.
So thanks, Justin. I think that's going to wrap it up. Thanks. I had a lot of fun today with this podcast. Hopefully you'll come back and join us again soon.
Awesome. Yep. Anytime. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. To learn more about how your company can earn up to a 4% Ohio BWC premium rebate by becoming an active member of the Portage County Safety Council, please visit our website at www.portagecountysafetycouncil.wordpress.com. The preceding information is for entertainment purposes only. Views expressed may not reflect the views of any affiliated or sponsoring individuals or organizations. Listeners should carefully weigh information provided and seek advice from an appropriate professional before implementing. Listener discretion is advised.